Okay, class. Settle down. Take your seats. Quiet now. I understand you're excited, but we have to be quiet.
I said be quiet!
Thank you, girls. Welcome to Male Pacification 101. I'm Miss Yunya. In this class, I'll be teaching you the best way to make your submissives nice, calm, and obedient, like good men should be. Whether you call them men, boys, puppies, or subbies, the fact is that men are naturally hormonal and rowdy and prone to rash thinking and decision-making. It's our personal responsibility and pleasure as women and rulers to make sure that their basic needs are met. In order to keep a man emotionally stable, he must be guided by a firm, yet caring and motherly hand. Although sometimes males do need to be punished and reprimanded, oftentimes it is not their fault that they are behaving irrationally, and thus, the proper way to correct them is through the use of your bodies and various toys to bring them to mind-numbing orgasms. My motto has always been as follows. A cum-brained male is a stable male. Now this is my husband. He's a very cute, normally well-behaved boy who understands his place is under me. But recently, I've noticed him behaving erratically. His mind bogged down by stress about this work. You've been stressed, haven't you, honey? It's okay. Shh. Don't be nervous. You're doing great. If a man is under too much stress or anxiety, he may lash out and break something. He might even get hurt. As much as it is my responsibility to return him to stability, I figure this presents an amazing opportunity to give a live tutorial on how I personally do that with my boy here. Now then, as you can see, I have my husband restrained and naked on his back. His legs are positioned in such a way that his crotch and ass are fully vulnerable and visible to you all. Oh, look at him blush. Isn't that adorable? Don't worry, honey. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Anyway, I have placed him in this position for multiple reasons. The first, obviously, to give me better access to his genitals and ass. The second is to serve as a reminder that although he is not being punished, he still must understand that he is under my control and technically my property. I am fully clothed, and he is completely naked. I can see clothes and up in my legs whenever I see fit. His are spread for the world to see. I love him and take care of him, but I am very much his superior. You also may have noticed that even though I have not given any direct stimulation to his penis, he is fully erect. Males are horny, slutty creatures, and my beautiful husband here is no exception. They're also naturally submissive, so being reminded of his proper place in our society in such a stark way excites him greatly. This might disappoint my husband a bit as he loves seeing my breasts, but during this class, I will not be removing any of the clothing I'm wearing. This is part of something called clothed female, nude male, or CFNM. This practice further emphasizes my control over him. I want him to be naked, regardless of if I wear clothes or not. As much as he will be naked, I am still doing everything I can to remind him that this is far from a punishment. However, so I've decided to cater to one of his fetishes by wearing stockings today. See, all men are biologically at the very least a little perverted, so they are guaranteed to have fetishes. Don't be afraid to indulge in them, but also don't be afraid to tease them and give them a bit of grief for them. Well, let's start getting to business. My husband has been very stressed, so we're going to need a very intense orgasm to thoroughly clear his mind. One of the best surefire ways of getting your septic cum hard is through prostate stimulation. I've decided today to stimulate his prostate with my trusty strap-on here. Now, My husband is a relatively experienced butt slut, so the strap I'm using is almost as big as his cock. Many of your subs may not have experienced this kind of play before, so keep in mind that with them, you need to start with much smaller toys. Always remember, though, that lubrication is necessary at all times. My first action is not going to be just ram it inside him, although many of you might find that humorous to watch, or possibly much more arousing. Instead, I like to begin with applying lubricant directly to his asshole, like so. Is that too cold, honey? No? Good boy. It feels good, doesn't it? Do you want a finger inside? Do you want mistress to finger you? Notice how I ask him if he wants me to first stimulate his ass with my fingers. I already know he wants me to. He's my cute little pervert, and I know him better than anybody. But if I make him ask for me to do it, it will further emphasize his status as a submissive in his own mind. It's also incredibly hot to hear him beg. So come on, baby. Beg for me. Beg for mistress to finger your tight little asshole. Come on. Say it. Please. Good boy. Now listen to him moan like a whore. I'm only just barely grazing his prostate sporadically, so he can't be getting too much pleasure from my fingers alone, can he? Well, right now, he's experiencing much more than just physical pleasure. He is also going through great psychological pleasure. His wife is fingering him in front of a class full of horny women, and he's just lying on his back and taking it, displayed like a slut. Although he is very reluctant to admit it, my husband is something of an exhibitionist. He likes to be put on display and objectified by a crowd of powerful, beautiful doms. As I finger him, notice his cock twitching. It's begging to be touched, and it has even started to leak some pre-cum. This presents me with a choice. Obviously, he wants the stimulation I'm giving him with my fingers. He'd also greatly enjoy if I started to stroke his cock. My goal right now is to essentially reset his mind by giving him an orgasm. So wouldn't that mean I should start jerking him off right now to make him come as quickly as possible? Is that what you want, honey? Do you want mistress to grab your big, leaky cock and start stroking really fast to make you come all over, huh? Do you want me to grab your cock? Say, pretty please, mistress. Please grab my cock. Nope, not this time. See, even though he was a very good boy and asked really nicely, I cannot do that for him. It would not be in his best interest to give him a quick orgasm because he needs an incredibly intense orgasm, one that has buildup and that is not pleasurable but stimulating to the point of nearly being overwhelming. If this was simply like me giving him a quick orgasm before we went to bed, for example, I would just ride his cock and have him empty himself inside me. I know we both enjoy that, but what he needs is something much more than some fast cum and instant gratification. Shh, do not worry, baby. This ass won't be empty for too long. No, what he needs is an orgasm from this. Honey, look over down here. Yes, that's right. You see, I'm wearing my strap on. Notice his eyes widening as I slowly stroke it. Notice how his attention is now focused on my strap on and he's nearly forgotten about his need to be stroked and fingered. Look at the combination of apprehension and excitement in his eyes. He's a little bit frightened, which is normal even though we've done this plenty of times before, but it's still very obvious that he wants it. This is to be expected. As good boys love it when their doms fuck them in the ass. Now, just as I did with my fingers before, I'm going to make him beg for it. Once again, this is something that he wants. Notice him nodding right now, perhaps even subconsciously without him realizing it. The point is that once again he needs to confirm to himself that he is a submissive. It is a privilege to have a woman fuck him in the ass. It is a privilege to be fucked in the ass by a woman while other women watch. So, I'm just going to position myself here. And then, I'm going to lean in really close to his face, like so. Beg for it. Come on. Beg me. Beg mistress to fuck your ass. No, I want you to repeat after me. Say, mistress, please fuck my ass. Good boy. Now say, mistress, pretty, pretty, please fuck my ass in front of all these women. Say it again. Come on, louder. Say it again so the whole class can hear it. Louder. Louder. Good boy. Here you go, honey. Now then, I'm slowly fucking him in and out, just like that. I don't want to go too fast. His ass might not be ready for it quite yet. And on top of that, this orgasm needs to have built up. While this isn't nearly as intense as it's going to get, it's much more stimulating than my fingers were. Listen to his little whimpers he makes when I reach the hilt and my crotch meets his ass. That pressure against his prostate is like a slut button for him. Every press brings him deeper and deeper into submissive pleasure. Every little thrust against it takes bad thoughts out of his mind and replaces them with me and my strap in his ass. Right now, that's all that matters. The fact that he is mine and I'm using him like he's meant to be used. Before I speed up, I'm going to begin stroking his cock. Oh! Did you hear him moan when I said that? That means he has had some awareness of his surroundings outside of my pegging him. Don't worry. We'll change that in just a minute, like so. Listen to him moan as I start stroking his cock. Watch his eyes roll into the back of his head and all of his muscles relax. If he isn't strapped down, he'd probably roll right off the table. Poor thing. He's very lucky he has a wife and a dom like me to take care of him, aren't you, baby? Oh, poor baby, let me give you a kiss. This is a very intense experience for any submissive, even an experienced slut like my husband. The vast majority of men, although physically tough and boisterous, under some circumstances, will turn into whimpering, shaky, and squirmy messes when they're being fucked and jerked like this. Always remember to give them comfort, along with the intense pleasure they're receiving. They are something like toys to us. Toys to give us pleasure and entertainment. But they are our favorite toys. We have to take care of our favorite toys and make sure they don't break or get too stressed out, or that they won't stop working properly. This comfort can take many forms. I personally like to kiss my husband. I don't get too lurid. No tongue or anything, just a nice, wet kiss like that to let them know I'm here for him. Now, does anyone in the class have any questions? No? Very well. Also, I said some of you are rubbing the front of your pants and skirts. You're welcome to masturbate, but try to remain quiet so as not to distract any of your classmates, myself, or my husband here. Okay, with that settled, let's speed it up a bit. Now then, I sped up my motions and his moaning has become constant. He is entering Tilda's subspace. He has completely given himself to me. All resistance is gone. He has accepted that he is my slut, my pet, my toy. His moaning is even becoming a bit high-pitched and almost girlish. He simply does not care because it feels too good. It feels right for him as a male to be fucked and stroked naked by a fully clothed woman in front of a captive audience, some of them now masturbating to it. He has closed his eyes from the stimulation, so now I'm going to speak directly to him and remind him of the stimulation he's in. How does it feel, honey? feels amazing, doesn't it? You're almost like a porn star now, you know that? Do you like that? You're almost like an object to these women. Just a convulsing, writhing body for them to get themselves off to. An asshole and a cock. And a slutty moaning voice that, as far as they're concerned, only exists to excite them. Yes. Yes, you're a good little butt slut for them. I'm gonna speed up now. I'm gonna fuck you harder. You ready? Now then, we've almost reached the end of this period, so it looks like he's gonna have to come soon. Which means any ladies out there shlicking should hurry up in themselves as well. As I spin up, his moans have turned into screams and absolute submissive euphoria. When he achieves orgasm, he'll be completely cum-brained. His mind will be like a hard drive replaced with pleasure and confusion. When that semen shoots out of his cock all over his chest, a good portion of his consciousness is going to go with it. This is exactly what we want to achieve. No more stress, no more thoughts, just warm, submissive pleasure. Once again, sound is very important. His eyes are still shut tight from exertion, so I'm going to count him down. Class, pay very close attention to this. Are you ready, baby? 10. Get ready, baby. Get ready to come. 9. Get ready. Close your mind. 8. Get ready to send all your thoughts somewhere else. 7. No need to worry. 6. No need to think. 5. All you need to do. 4. Is let go. 3. And blow. 2. Your load and... come. Come for me, my pet. That's right. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Come. Come in front of all these women. Moan and come all over yourself like the submissive slut you are. Come for your mistress in her class. Come. 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 More. Let it all out. No more thinking. Only coming. Yes. Yes. Oh, very good boy. You did an excellent job for me today, honey. And as for the rest of the class, you did good as well. You paid good attention and caused no disruptions. I see some of you cleaning yourselves off. I guess my husband gave you a good show, huh? Do you like that, honey? Do you like how I got them to come? Oh, he can't say much. He's completely out of it. He's going to take a bit of total lucidity to return to him. Now, class, as you gather your materials and get ready to leave, watch as I stroke his hair and look into his eyes. Aftercare is one of the most important parts of pacifying your submissive. He needs to know that he is safe, secure, and most importantly, that he did a good job for his dom and any potential woman he also meant to entertain. Did you get that, honey? You did a good job. I'm very proud of you, baby. You asked nicely, didn't whine this time. I said no, and you gave me a nice big orgasm at the end. I love you, honey. Well, I guess that's it for this class. Now, girls, remember what I said? A cum-brained male is a stable male. Well then, we've got about 10 minutes before the next period starts. Go ahead and fall asleep. I'll wake you up when I'm ready to peck you again. We have to do this 4 times more today. Now don't groan, honey. I know you're going to love it.